Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, the show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I am your host, Akinoye Ojo. As they say amongst the Ga people in Ghana, West Africa, Henny Ojen, welcome to African Perspectives, our precious time together to add value to the idea of the mother continent through music and words. It is a delight to be with you again for a weekly gathering and celebration of the African continent and Africans. A happy Women's History Month to all of our listeners in the area. There is no ignoring the fact that this is a period of high anxiety and worry around the world. Schools, businesses, and even places of worship are being closed as the world deals with what has been labeled the practice of social distancing and one of the obvious ways of slowing the spread of the deadly coronavirus around the world. On March 11, the World Health Organization declared the virus a pandemic. This means that it is a disease spreading widely. Unfortunately, a couple of people in our listening area have been infected. And so, let us begin today's show by echoing all the warnings and advice coming from the various governmental and health organizations. We must all take care and do our best to prevent the continued spread of this deadly disease. Social distancing is not a punishment. It is needed in addition to all the other health advice of washing hands constantly with warm water, covering mouth when sneezing or coughing, doing our best not to keep touching our eyes, mouth, or face, and reducing physical contact as much as possible, and of course, avoiding crowded places. We all need to follow these recommendations of the health officials and do our best to slow and hopefully stop the spread of COVID-19. It might therefore be best for us to begin today's show with a little reassurance to all of our listeners that we will be fine, God willing. Today's show is quite interesting because it's coming at an interesting time. Of course, the content also makes it interesting, but we are hopeful that our show will be a good distraction for all of us as we continue to think about the increasing number of cases of the coronavirus around the world. It can be a period of fear and anxiety as we turn on the news and hear of the increasing number of people affected and even dying from the disease in places like Italy, Iran, South Korea, here in the US and other places in the world. According to the reports, cases of the virus have been reported in all the inhabited continents in the world, including cases across the African continent. It is plain to see that we are facing a pandemic, a serious global outbreak, but we can all do our part in stopping the spread. One is also hopeful and prayerful that leaders around the world will rise up to the occasion, provide the kind of leadership and support that will help compact or at least stop the virus spreading. We pray for all our health workers here in Athens, across the state of Georgia, in the United States, and around the world. We particularly pray for the government and health officials on the African continent who are working overtime to first ensure the isolation of the limited number of infections, but also working hard to make sure that the virus does not spread. Luckily, thanks to the development of science and increased means of information sharing, we have both prayer and action available to us now in 2020. We must all become determined to do our part in this nearly existential fight for the human race. The word pandemic is scary. It sounds really scary. But we must remember that it only refers to a disease that is spreading widely, and I must add, quickly. And so stopping the spread must be our united goal. There is no doubt that COVID-19 can be deadly, but we, as the World Health Organization reminded the world, COVID-19 does seem less deadly than its cousins, such as SARS, that is the severe acute respiratory syndrome, and MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, even though it is spreading more easily than those earlier outbreaks. We will overcome this outbreak, and God willing, COVID-19 will soon be controlled, and hopefully vaccines will soon be ready to stop its spread. Amen. I said, you'll be fine. Welcome back to African Perspectives on Athens Public Radio, WUGA. It is our hope that our show will be a welcome distraction for all of us in Athens, Georgia. It will hopefully take our minds off, if only temporarily, from all the challenging developments related to the COVID-19 pandemic. We on African Perspectives are particularly grateful to both the University of Georgia administration and the mayor and commission of the Athens Clark County for all of their proactive actions to address the COVID-19 pandemic locally. We're grateful for these actions and would particularly like to highlight the ordinance that was approved by the mayor and commission last Monday at a special called emergency meeting. The ordinance approved two orders, which include one, that the Athens Clark County Office of Emergency Management activates the emergency operations plan, and two, that multiple sections of the Athens Clark County Code be implemented, including voluntary shelter in place order, which began at 9 p.m. on Tuesday, March 17, 2020, and which will conclude at 5 a.m. on Tuesday, April 7, 2020, or unless otherwise extended. A voluntary shelter in place policy is hereby implemented, requesting that individuals not loiter, wander, stroll, or play in any public place within the territorial limits of Athens Clark County, with some noted exceptions, such as emergency errands, people going to and coming back from work, and people exercising. The ordinance also includes prohibition on gatherings of 10 or more people, which began 5 p.m. March 17 and will conclude 5 a.m. Tuesday, April 7, 2020. We on African Perspectives think that these are exceptional advice going out to our people for our safety and well-being as the world works to end this pandemic. There is more information online at www.accgov.com/coronavirus. Our gratitude goes to the mayor and the county commissioners for their leadership, and we particularly thank Dr. Andy Herod, the District 8 Commissioner, for sharing the details of the ordinance with us.
Africa will be like a city upon a hill. Throw a light where she will for the world. River flowing free, deep refreshing dignity, raise her children in unity. Na 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 na, na na na. Africa will be na 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 na, na 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 na. Hard my task I see. Pray God to lend a hand. Shower love upon my heart. Set the children free. Cause it won't be long. Babylon sinks into despair. Tomorrow be needing much repair. Strong Africa will be. Tales for her ears to hear. Africa, mother of many nations, all the shades and the tongues, children of Jah creation.
It is almost impossible for us to ignore the ongoing COVID-19 epidemic, particularly as it continues to worry everyone in our local listening area. We pray for continued protection for all of our listeners from the virus, and more importantly, we pray that the social distancing efforts will continue to yield good results in stopping the spread of the virus. Let us all remember that unless otherwise extended, all public assemblies, events, and gatherings within the United Government of Athens Clark County, Georgia, is hereby prohibited. We must be like the crab in this instance. We must keep our eyes open and do the right thing to protect ourselves, our families, and loved ones. This is a moment we must all become truly communal in our outlook. And should I be allowed to say it, this is the time we have to refer back to our African heritage of taking care of one another. It must be one for all and all for one. God help us all. In order to fulfill our promise of taking your mind off the COVID-19 epidemic, if only briefly, we're going to bring you the conversation that we had earlier in the month with the 2020 African Studies Spring Lecture speaker, Professor Ama Oforiwa Odunum, after she delivered an award-winning one-woman show, Working with My Ancestors. The award of the Certificate in African Studies to UGA undergraduates who had completed the requirements for the program preceded the performance on March 3. The performance itself and the following audience talkback, as well as our conversation with Dr. Odunum, focused on the history of slavery, particularly having to do with the slave dungeons in Ghana and across West Africa. We must note that due to the subject matter, there are a couple of instances where the language and content of the conversation might bother some of our listeners. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience, but it is a conversation that is dearly needed. We hope that you will enjoy the conversation with Professor Odunum. It will come to you as recorded with a short music break. We will then return to round up the show at the end of the conversation. Enjoy. The 2020 African Studies Spring Lecture took place on Tuesday, March 3rd at 3 p.m. in the Ramsey Hall on River Road. This year's event featured Professor Ama Oforiwa Odunum, Professor of Ethnomusicology at Illinois State University, Illinois. Dr. Odunum performed the award-winning one-woman show, Working with My Ancestors. And earlier on that same day, at 11 a.m., Dr. Odunum gave the pre-performance lecture in the music school. The show itself, Working with My Ancestors, tells Dr. Adunum's story of her return to Ghana and trip into the slave dungeons where she sought guidance from her ancestors. Odunum, a Ghanaian native, traveled more than 10,000 miles here and back to ensure the experience she brought to life on stage was authentic. She allowed herself to be shackled in dark, insect-infected spaces for hours over a five-month period in order to understand the music of enslaved Africans and the enormity of the crime that was committed against human beings. This was according to a description of our show that I found on the TED Talk website. The performance itself included songs, dances, drama, written and choreographed by Dr. Odunum. The award of the Certificate in African Studies preceded the event on March 3. And as we promised you, today we have with us a special guest on our show. Our guest is Dr. Ama Oforiwa Odunum, a storyteller, choreographer, and a nationally recognized playwright and performer, scholar, and activist. Dr. Odunum was the Franklin Visiting Artist Scholar in Residence at the University of Georgia from Sunday, March 1st through Thursday, March 5th, 2020. And as part of her residency in Athens, she delivered the African Studies Spring Lecture with the presentation Working with My Ancestors, which showed the UGA and the Athens communities how kinesthetic empathy and music is useful for deepened dialogue about the effects of slavery, moving us towards compassion and emotional justice. This national award-winning performance was certainly a wonderful feature for the 2020 African Studies Spring Lecture. And we are extremely lucky to have her talking to us today for our show. Welcome to African Perspectives, Dr. Odunum.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
All right. And I wanted to tell a little bit about you.
Okay.
So Dr. Ama Oforiwa Odunum is a professor of music at Illinois State University, Normal, Illinois. She teaches classes in black music, ethnomusicology, and directs the African Drumming and Dance Ensemble at the university. Her research as an Africanist ethnomusicologist spans Africa, African America, and Middle Passage-focused areas. She's currently examining how considerations of the Long March and former slave dungeons could contribute to our understanding of African-American imagination in music and identities, and to how we frame Black feminist and Africana womanist epistemologies. It's a very lengthy introduction, but I have to say it's a very impressive one.
Thank you very much.
Welcome again to our show.
Thank you, Professor Ojo.
We have a long-standing tradition on our show. I've given the formal introduction, but I would like you to maybe introduce yourself to our audience or reintroduce yourself to our listening audience.
Okay, I'll be happy to do that. Yeah. My name is Ama Oforiwa Edionum. I am a professor at Illinois State University in the School of Music. I direct the African Drumming and Dance Ensemble. I teach courses in Black music, but also in ethnomusicology.
All right.
I am a native of Ghana,
all right,
West Africa. I am an Akan.
Okay.
So I speak Akan Chi.
Okay.
I'm also a choreographer,
all right,
a playwright, an activist. And by activist, I mean I use my play to discuss issues that people often like to run away from.
All right.
And I like to use my play as a platform for discussion. So after every performance, I have a talk back. And during this talk back, we have discussions about those issues that were brought up during the performance. And to have a deepened dialogue, honest, deepened dialogues about those issues. And the hope is that we can come together as a community and talk about these issues and come to an understanding and appreciation of our different experiences and how those experiences inform our identities.
Okay. And go ahead.
Yes. So that is what I do.
Okay.
But I also love the idea of engaging students. I love my students. I love teaching.
Okay.
I'm very passionate about teaching with my students, and I bring all of that into the classroom.
All right.
In the classroom, even when I teach non-music majors, I love to have them experience the different traditions that we are talking about and to embody those experiences.
Okay.
Because I think that is one of the ways through which they can really begin to appreciate and understand these different cultures.
Okay.
Yes.
It's so interesting because when I listed all your areas of interest, you know, we have the choreographer, we have the researcher, we have the scholar, but you're also a teacher.
I am a professor,
a
professor. I teach,
and I appreciate the fact that you narrowed in closely on that.
Yes, thank you.
But I wanted to, first and foremost, affirm my belief that your performance, the show, Working With My Ancestors, is one of the best performances or one of the most impactful shows that I've been part of.
Oh, thank you.
And I appreciate the fact that you gave such an emotionally moving performance, such that one is forced to engage the topics.
Right, right.
But you probably have gotten this question several times. What gave you the idea for Working With My Ancestors?
Yes. First, the title is Walking. I really wanted to trace their path.
Right.
So I'm walking in their footsteps in order to really begin to understand and appreciate what they went through as enslaved Africans, what it did look like. You read movies, you watch movies, you read books, you have discussions, and the impact wasn't the same for me.
Okay.
You know, it was so distant. There was such a disconnect.
All right.
And so I felt, I wonder what would be the best way for me to really get a better understanding.
Okay.
Also, in my Black music class, I teach a course called Black Music Introduction.
Okay.
And in that class, I always show a video on Gori Island.
All right.
Gori Island was one of those places where Africans were kept for many months.
Okay. And Gori Island is in
and it's off the coast of Senegal.
Senegal.
Right. And so every time when I show this video, my students will ask me, have you ever been there?
Okay.
And I'll always say no.
Okay.
And they said, you have to go. Because when you go, you can come back with first-hand experiences and tell us.
Right.
So that really intrigued me. And so I wrote an application for a grant.
Okay.
And I got the grant and I went in.
All right.
So I started with Gorée. You know, I did like a 2-week tour visitation of Gorée.
Okay.
Then I came back to Ghana.
Okay.
I went to Elmina Castle. And this is, right. That's where I spent most of my time.
All right.
So at Elmina Castle, I sat in those dungeons. I walked around. Mm-hmm. I slept on the floor, touched the walls, mm-hmm. So trying to feel what those spaces might have felt like.
Right.
I also listened to the silences. I listened to the crashing waves outside because many of these forts are located on the coast, right on the coast. And so you have the sea, you mm-hmm. know, waves crashing and moaning and growling and howling.
Right.
So I listened to all of that. And mm-hmm. for many of these Africans who were captured, they had to walk long distances from the interior to the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them had never seen the sea before.
So this was
the first time.
Right.
And if they came to the castle, mm-hmm. those dungeons at night, they didn't even see it.
Mm.
Right?
They just
in those spaces, mm-hmm. it must have been a very frightening
experience
for them. What is that thing growling and mm-hmm. moaning and, you know, crashing? What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was listening to all of these and getting an idea of what they must have gone through,
mm-hmm.
right? The silences, the shackles moving around and all those things. And what did that do to their psyche?
Okay.
Right? And so while I sat in those spaces, I wrote poetry based on my own mm-hmm. experiences, you know, of those spaces.
Right.
I wrote poetry. I composed music.
Mm-hmm.
I choreographed some some movement that I thought might express
what they were
yes.
Okay. Right.
So I put all those together and mm-hmm. then I found a director, I mm-hmm. found a producer.
All right.
And that became the first Walking with My Ancestors, Elmina Castle.
And that's the one you have with a troupe?
Yes, that is with a group of 10 to 12 people.
Okay.
And in this space, while I was there, I looked at the walls, I looked at the floors, and I thought, if spaces could speak, if floors could speak, if doors, if objects could speak, what would they say?
Mm-hmm.
What mm-hmm. would the woman's dungeon tell us? What would the door of no return tell us?
Right.
So I stood in the doorway of the door of no return and I imagined I am the infamous door of no return.
Mm.
Their last contact with Mama Africa.
Mm.
They came to me. Pitiful souls smelled like I also imagined the burning iron speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I am hot.
Mm-hmm.
I erased the identity from
branding.
Yoruba branding.
Ugh.
Branding
mm-hmm.
from Yoruba Akan Mande. They became nothing after I touched them.
Mm.
I tasted fresh black bodies. Beautiful black bodies. You know, and so all of these things were coming to my mind.
Mm.
So this was also a way for me to really reflect upon the experiences.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
The women's dungeon speaks.
Yes.
Take off your shoes.
Right.
This is holy ground.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I've seen, heard?
Mm.
Their moans and groans kept me up all night. Nobody helped them. I did.
Mm.
I consoled them. I caressed them. I massaged weary feet.
Mm.
I gave them my ear. I moaned with them. Bwe, 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 bwe. Oko, 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 oko. And yet, be mampa. Not 12 pounds, I'm saying. Hey, be mine. And so I'm really thinking about what these spaces saw and if they had to speak, what did they do? How did they, if they were able to, how could
what
they help?
What emotions can
what
they channel?
What image could they channel?
Ah.
Right? And so it was a very impactful, very life-changing
experience
for me.
Right. And I have to say it's life-changing for you, and I sincerely appreciate that, but it's very challenging for the audience.
Yes.
Because one thing that we had to do on March 3 was engage ourselves as by the questions you were asking.
Yes.
And I have to remind you also, because there was a part that I wanted to ask.
Yes.
How did you deal with what you mentioned as being the opposition or the what is more conflicting? That the same castles, the dungeons were used for holding of slaves, but a floor above those were chapels and colonial administrative offices and houses.
Yes.
So what were your thoughts about those aspects of the history?
It was very confusing to me.
Okay.
Because you know what? Cape Coast Castle, where I did this most recent
Research.
Yes, research, and for which I performed Walking with My Ancestors, mm-hmm. you know, at the one-woman show. The castle is such that they had the first chapel in the town, and that first chapel was an Anglican church.
Wow.
And the first
the Church
Anglican,
of England.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And the first African Anglican priest, John Philip Kwaku, his house or his residence was built on top of the male dungeon.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's this conflict and this contradictory,
right. mm-hmm.
you know, ideas and issues going on. Enslavement of people down there, and yet upstairs we're having this preaching
right.
of the gospel.
Saving souls.
Saving souls. And yet there were souls down there that needed
perishing.
To be perishing, exactly. So that was some of the things that I had to really contend with. And still, it's still not resolved for me. It's still very confusing for me how those two contradictory things could
right.
have been. And for the slaves downstairs, if there was preaching and if there was singing,
right.
what did that do for them? Was that scary, traumatic? Was that a healing
wow.
thing for them as well? And so you have all these standards,
right.
right? Conflicting, contradictory standards
right.
going on that I'm still trying to resolve.
But I mean, I'm following up on that issue of contradiction. I wanted to find out, your message, as you were performing, is both to Africans and to African Americans.
Exactly.
So if we were to take it one at a time, what do you think the message of Walking with My Ancestors is for Africans?
I mean,
those currently on the continent.
I think for Africans, this is very important because Africans today behave as if we have not been impacted by slavery. But slavery still defines who we are.
Unfortunately.
What we see and how we interact with each other. In
right.
fact, because of that, people up north, you know, they are often called bush people.
When you say up north, you
up
mean
north in Ghana. In Ghana.
Right.
They are called
okay.
bush people.
Okay.
They are discriminated against.
Right.
You know, derogatory comments are made about them. Just
right.
because some of those who were enslaved came from the north.
Okay.
But I have to say that some people in the south were also enslaved. But that enduring mentality about northness, unfortunately, still informs
right.
our language and how we interact with people from the north. And so we are affected by that.
All right.
We know we also have colorisms, right? Racism based on color,
right?
Light skin, dark skin. Because
right.
those slave merchants and those soldiers who had affairs with coastal women
Right.
had children.
And
those biracial children set the standards for what beauty is,
right.
which is still very current today.
Right.
So today in Ghana, when someone says, me bruni, my white person, the person is talking about someone who is beautiful.
And so that it's deep on
it's
on,
very
on
deep
the home soil.
Very much so. It is really deep.
And I know the other part, as I said, is also the message and what it means for African Americans to engage the performance.
Yes. Yes.
And but I want us to take a break.
Okay.
I know that's part where I have multiple questions.
Okay. Sure.
Not only the historical links, but also the contemporary effect of these issues.
Okay.
So, but for now, I would like us to take a high life break.
Okay.
I know it's a little bit out of place.
Okay.
These are very serious issues, but
yes.
at the same time, we still want to thank God for life.
You know what?
And
we still have to celebrate because even at death,
right.
we celebrate at funerals.
So we'll play something from one of your countrymen. We'll play an high life break, and then when we come back, I'd like us to continue our conversation as the impact of this message for African Americans.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Sure.
Bye.
Welcome back to African Perspectives. Today, we're sharing part of our conversation with the 2020 African Studies Spring Lecture speaker, Professor Ama Oforiwa Adunum, Professor of Ethnomusicology at Illinois State University. Professor Adunum, thank you very much again for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed the iLife break that we
it
just
It was took. Beautiful. But thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Before the break, we started the conversation as per the message of your performance, first to Africans on the continent. And you mentioned the issue of people still being divided based on the history of slavery, who was captured and who was not captured. But on the other side, there's always the story of the 11 or 12 million Africans that ended up in the New World. What part of the message is there for them from the performance?
I think for people of the African diaspora, African Americans, Jamaican Americans, I think the message is that slavery is not something that should be shameful.
Okay.
I believe slavery as a historical event has to be embraced, because I think many African Americans, at least those that I interact with, are so ashamed of slavery. And because of that, there's just this disconnect with Africa.
Okay.
Because it's
a very hurtful thing.
It is a hurtful thing, but I think once you allow something that hurtful to control you,
yes,
you don't grow from it.
That's it.
Because there are lessons that have to be learned.
That's true.
People did survive.
Yes.
Some died.
Yes.
Some were brutally
maltreated. Right.
But then some survived.
Right.
What lessons can we learn from those who survived?
Mm.
Right. And so that is why in the play I asked the question, how did you survive?
Mm.
It was not a trivial situation, but some of you survived.
Right.
How did you survive? Because I really want to learn to be able to survive in this century. So I think if we take the time, African Americans, if we take the time to really learn about this history, because many people do not know the history.
Unfortunately
so. We need to learn the history and be proud of all those who came before us, went through, and how they survived. Because of their survival, we are here.
That's true.
They run so we could walk. And in order for us to move on, we need to know their challenges and how they negotiated their challenges.
The price they paid.
Exactly. And we have to honor that.
Right.
Because running away from that experience is not going to help us. Because that experience still defines who we are.
But how does that happen? I mean, what is it that it defines as per being an African American?
I think the history of slavery and its attendant values, the discrimination that came with it, the racism, and all the laws and policies that were set in place during slavery, many of those laws are still current today.
And even the mindset
mindset of people still define how African Americans are seen, interacted with, and in so many ways, in education and policies, about female sexuality, female bodies, black bodies, what black bodies mean, In fact, if you look at the incarceration system, right? I mean, I don't see any difference between that and what was going on during slavery when Africans were kept in dungeons.
Right.
Because it's still about the black bodies being used for profit.
And incarcerated.
Incarceration.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I see those continuations there.
Mm.
Right. So I think if we're able to see those connections, we'll be able to have a better dialogue.
Right.
But I think because we don't know the past like we should, we don't make those connections to have really fruitful discussions about what goes on.
So we sometimes assume that the system has changed.
It has not changed.
Unfortunately.
It has on a new apparel.
Right.
It has new clothes. It has not changed the same thing. So how do we deal with that?
Right.
How do we address that? How do we resolve that?
Mm-hmm.
Can it be resolved?
Mm.
That's a question.
It's a big question.
Can it be resolved?
It's
and what? Because, you know, there are always systems in place.
Right.
You know, we make one foot forward.
Right.
You know, they make two or three, four.
Right.
Right. So we have to find ways to, you know, to stay abreast with what's going on.
I think it's important to remind people of that point. Because sometimes when you are not aware of something, you can become yourself a little bit complacent.
Yes.
And you begin to take things for granted.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
Living in America has taught me a lot of lessons. But your show, your performance really brought some things back to bear on my thinking. And it was nice to witness something that has been said about your show, a previous media description of a performance, because it's a nationally awarded show.
Yes.
It describes it as building community among all people,
yes,
with its focus on our shared values.
It is.
Because when you look at slavery, oftentimes people assume it's Black history.
No, it's not.
It's
world history.
It's world history. And the damage is not just Black damage.
Yes.
It's damage to humanity.
Yes.
And part of what they said about your show, that it gives voice to the silence,
yes,
and the forgotten.
Yes.
So how would you react to this statement?
That it gives voice to the
silence,
right,
and the forgotten.
And the forgotten. Because I think people who live in the dungeons, again, as I mentioned, oftentimes when people talk about the Middle Passage, they always talk about the journey across the Atlantic.
That's right.
But in my mind, the Middle Passage started with the Long March.
Yeah, from captivity.
Yeah, exactly. From, you know, through tunnels and woods to the dungeons.
Okay.
Many people didn't know that these dungeons existed.
Mm.
People thought that Africans were captured and then they were put on the slave ships.
Mm.
And so the experiences of those who went through the Long March, and especially those who were kept in those dungeons for up to 4 months at a time.
Right.
It's not known.
Mm.
So the experiences are silenced. They are the forgotten ones.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know about what they went through in those spaces.
Right.
We don't know that there were condemned cells where those who resisted were kept in to die.
Hmm. Without any consideration.
Without any consideration, there was no food, no water, no air ventilation. And when one person died, they didn't go and collect the body. They waited till all the bodies, all of them died. And then they picked them up and threw them in the sea for the sharks to feed on. And so there was a time, after some time, we'll see sharks circling around the castle waiting for food, human bodies. So I wrote a play.
Right.
I mean, I wrote a poem called Great White Shark. You are great because my ancestors, organs, bones, blood, made you. You are great because of my ancestors' great white shark. You know, and this has many, 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 many levels of, you could interpret it, different ways.
And that also brings one to the preparation that you did for this, for your performance.
Yes.
Because that was also very striking.
Yes.
Could you tell our listeners a little bit about what you had to go through in preparation and as you wrote this performance?
Well, so for this particular performance, Cape Coast Castle, this is a little different from the Elmina Castle one.
Right.
Because for this one, I actually shackled myself. I had someone put shackles on my neck, my wrist, and my
feet.
Then I went into the dungeons four hours at a time, and I just sat there,
right,
thinking about touching the floor, smelling the very pungent smell, touching the walls, and trying to, to really imagine, these floors where they had to eat from, they had to sleep, they had to urinate, they had to poop on as well.
Right.
This same floor. What did that do to their psyche?
Mm.
And as I sat in those spaces, I was able to experience some of that. Although, I have to say, mine was a little different because I could come out after 4 hours.
That's right.
But
that's
they
right.
did not. They that's were there for four
because
months
these
at a time.
Confined
they
spaces.
They are confined, dark spaces. There are dark, the male dungeon is dark, it's below sea level.
That's right.
It's like a tomb.
Mm-hmm.
I call them tombs and wombs. I call them tombs because the African identities were buried in those tombs.
Right.
But there were also wombs because out of that came a new identity, the African American Afro diasporic identity.
All right.
So there were tombs and wombs. Right. And so again, in these spaces, while I sat there thinking about my children that I've left behind, going to school and being hungry, having to urinate and not having a space to urinate, as a woman, if I was on my menses, what was I going to do?
Right.
Right. Do I let just the blood, so all of these things really helped me to think about things that I had taken for granted and didn't even hadn't thought about. So I'll go home every evening and I'll write poetry. I'll sing songs, I'll write songs. Sometimes while I was in those spaces, I also read books.
All right.
I sang.
Right.
And I also took fruit.
Okay.
Because I learned that a lot of the foods that they were giving were starchy foods. So I took lots of protein.
All right.
Fruits and vegetables. I also poured water on the ground, offered libation.
Libation.
To quench their thirst.
Right. To calm the earth.
Yes, to calm. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So with all of these experiences, I was able to write all of this stuff, you know, whatever I was going through, I was experiencing. And then again, I put those together. And I thought this might be a better as a one woman's play because I went through those experiences. And I felt my body had that knowledge. To really share.
And I personally, I know this is not the end of our conversation, but let me personally express my gratitude for such an outstanding performance.
Thank you very much.
I'm grateful to the Almighty for giving you the thought.
Yes.
And it challenges the audience to become engaged in history.
Yes.
Particularly history of slavery.
Yes.
And the resulting effect on both Africans on the continent and Africans in the diaspora.
Yeah.
Now, part of your engagement with the University of Georgia is being the Franklin Scholar in residence.
Yes.
So what has been the best part of this residency for you?
So far, it's been interacting with students.
Okay.
I love engaging students. I'm very passionate about teaching. And on Monday, I had the joy and the honor to work with Dr. Kidula's African Drumming and Dance Ensemble.
Right.
I taught them drumming, singing, and dancing.
All right.
They had been working on a piece that when I came in, I helped to refine.
That's good.
So we did that. And then I also gave my pre-performance talk well. Again, engaging with students with my performance and my research. I did that as well. And then I've also been eating a lot.
Okay. That's part of what Athens does to you.
Yes. Oh, my God. I've been eating a lot, and I've enjoyed the campus tremendously. It's
a
beautiful campus.
I'm glad.
Yes. I wish it wasn't raining so much that I could walk around.
Yeah.
But the little that I've seen is very impressive.
It's a really beautiful campus.
Yes. A beautiful town, too.
University and beautiful people.
Yes. Beautiful people.
Athens does do a good job of welcoming visitors.
Yes. It's been amazing.
I'm glad.
Yes.
And I'm glad you mentioned Professor Jean Kidula.
Yes.
Because she's your hostess.
Yes.
And she's an athlete with the African Studies Institute, but a professor in the School of Music here. So overall, we want to find out, where are you going next?
Where am I going next? Well, I have one more keynote tomorrow for the musicology department.
All right.
And then after that, I'm going to go back to Illinois. Yes.
All right. Okay. Yes. But as per the performance.
As for the performance, yes. Actually, next week, Tuesday, I'm scheduled to perform at UMass.
Okay.
Amherst.
Okay.
For the African American Studies W.E.D. Du Bois African American Studies. I'll be there.
Okay.
Yes, center. And then 2 weeks after that, I'm going to UVA, University of Virginia.
Okay.
To perform as well.
All right.
So I'm moving along.
Definitely.
With it, yes.
And I want to give you a promise that for the African Studies Institute at UGA, we will do our best to ensure that there's adequate publicity for your performance. The plan is to put part of the presentation online.
Okay.
Because I think it's a performance that most people should see.
Yes.
And especially young Black men and women.
Yes.
Whether they are first generation Africans or they're immigrants or whatever category they fall into. I think every young Black person should be encouraged to see this performance.
Yes.
Likewise, every young person who is interested in American history or world history, I think it will serve them well.
Right.
So I want to thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir.
We appreciate you making time to I know it's a busy schedule,
it's been an honor.
Well, we thank God. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed our conversation with Dr. Adunum, the 2020 African Studies Spring Lecture Speaker and a Franklin Visiting Scholar. She was on campus as part of her residency performing an award-winning one-woman show, Walking with My Ancestors. The performance works on ethnographic field research that she did at former dungeons for enslaved Africans in Ghana and Senegal. It employed drumming, poetry, dancing, singing, and acting to offer fresh and important perspectives on the experiences of the enslaved Africans in those dungeons. She uses her work to build community among all people, focused on our shared values, and give voice to the silenced and forgotten. Thank you once again. And we wish you a safe journey back to normal.
Thank you very much for having me.
Hopefully everything going back to normal.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, and I thank all the different units that made my trip possible.
That's right. Thank you for reminding me. Because that would have been an omission. Mm-hmm. We particularly want to thank the School of Music. Mm-hmm. I think African Studies Institute, African American Studies Institute, the Department of Religion, Institute of Women's Studies, Department of English, as well as the Association for Ethnomusicology Students.
Yes.
And I'm sure there were other sponsors excuse me, that I've left out, but we just want to thank the University of Georgia for making this possible.
Thank you.
Thank you once again, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your performance throughout the year.
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That was our conversation with Dr. Ama Oforiwa Adunum, the 2020 African Studies Spring Lecture Speaker, after the performance of our award-winning show, Walking with My Ancestors. The interview took place a day after the Spring Lecture on Tuesday, March 3. She was also a 2020 Franklin College Visiting Fellow. We thank the professor for the generosity of our time, and we wish her continued success.
I said, you'll be fine. I said, you'll be fine. I was young and you were grown when you stole my heart.
Once again, we wish all of us God's protection during this uncertain period as we as a united world battles the COVID-19 epidemic. We sincerely hope that we will allow ourselves to follow the instructions and recommendations of health officials. We must ensure that we use common sense and make the right choices to keep ourselves and our families safe at this time. We, on African Perspective, say that this will pass also. Finally, on behalf of my colleagues working with me to bring you African Perspectives, Mr. Michael Cardin and Ms. Sarah Taxton, we thank you for tuning in. For the tough and sturdy women of Africa, for our guest on today's show, Dr. Ama Odunum, Professor of Ethnomusicology at Illinois State University and the 2020 African Studies Spring Lecture Speaker, for the spirit of never giving up that will ultimately save the people of the African continent, for all of us celebrating Women's History Month, and for our longtime listeners who've been tuning in weekly for the last 23 years. We thank God for Africa and Africans. Whatever we do, let us not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African Perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspectives team, I have been your host, Akiloye Ojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Ujima. Happy Women's History Month to all of us. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation today with the 2020 African Studies Spring Lecture Speaker, Professor Ama Oforiwa Adunu of the Illinois State University. We also hope that you have shared our concern with the need for us to be safe as we all deal with the COVID-19. See you next week. For now, we hope that you join us for another show next week. Until then, I say Odiba, Kwaeli, Sanjima, Kachifo, Tombe, Subanana, Tiwanesa, Uriti, Dinawalu, and so long.